The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, we're back after having a wonderful segment with Peter Ripollone and the Oral Veterans Group, which is the history. It's unbelievable. It's amazing. Anyway, we're going to go right into old-time radio. This one is Ozzie and Harriet, The Third Degree.
Wait a minute. Have you heard the strange tales of the Whistler?
I'm the Whistler.
I don't know what it is. It's a figure. I can't tell whether it's a man or a woman. It comes through the door and walks with outstretched arms toward my bed, reaching for me.
Sunday night, and again CBS presents The Whistler.
I, the Whistler, know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales, many secrets hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak. And so I tell you the weird tale of jealousy. At the edge of the cliff overlooking the sea sits a gray stone mansion, weather-beaten by the storms of several decades. To this mansion, Gilbert Durant brought his bride, Lucia. That was 4 years ago. Gilbert and Lucia were quite happy until last year when Lucia's half-sister, Beverly, came to live with them. Gradually, something began to happen. At first, Lucia realized that Gilbert's ardor was beginning to cool. He became more absorbed in his writing. Then she felt the cold clamminess of the stone structure almost creep about her and clutch her. Fear grew in her mind, a fear that nearly took her breath. It is evening now, and Lucia, having excused herself at dinner, tosses on her bed in a fretful sleep.
No. No. Don't. Don't. Get away from me! Ah! No! No! No!
No! What's wrong?
Benson! Benson, come in!
What's wrong? Why were you screaming?
Benson, I must have been dreaming. It was horrible.
You're white as a ghost. You're shaking like a leaf.
Yes, I know. Oh, Mrs. Benson, I can't stand it. It's driving me mad. It makes the fourth or fifth time I've dreamed the same thing. The same thing in every detail.
I've never heard you scream before.
It always comes a little closer to me. Tonight it almost reached me.
It? What do you mean?
I don't know what it is. It's a figure. A human figure. But I can't tell whether it's a man or a woman. It comes through that door and walks slowly across the room with its arms outstretched, reaching for me.
Are you sure you were dreaming?
Oh, now that I think of it, it isn't like a dream. An ordinary dream. Its reality seems to carry over even after I'm awake.
Oh, that's what's made you so ill.
This dream, if it is a dream, means something? Is that what you think? It's a premonition?
Perhaps.
What time is it?
9 o'clock.
Where's Gilbert?
Your husband went horseback riding over an hour ago. Your sister went with him.
Beverly? Why didn't he ask me to go?
Well, you know you haven't been feeling very well lately.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
Well, if you're feeling better, I'll go back to my room.
Hmm? Oh, yes, I'll be all right. Good night.
Good night, ma'am.
Beverly. Gilbert and Beverly.
Lucia lies for a while, staring wild-eyed at the patch of moonlight on the bedroom door. And finally, she drops off to sleep. Then, as the clock strikes 10:30, the door opens slowly, silently. A figure steps into the room and moves noiselessly through the moonlight to Lucia's bed and stands staring at her. Suddenly, Lucia opens her eyes.
Gilbert, don't! Don't!
Lucia, what's wrong with you?
What are you doing in my room?
I just wanted to know how you felt.
How long have you been standing there?
Oh, just a few seconds.
Oh, I was dreaming, I guess, and when I woke up, you startled me.
Why were you yelling, don't, don't?
I don't know. I haven't the slightest idea.
I talked to Dr. Hanby about you today. Told him you were run down, and he suggested I get a tonic for you. I'll drop in at the drugstore on my way home tomorrow evening.
A tonic?
Yes.
What is it?
Oh, I don't remember. Something in strychnine.
Strychnine?
Yes, he said it would give you an appetite.
Where have you been, Gil?
Oh, I've been riding. Nice moonlight night. Very pleasant.
Did Beverly enjoy it?
Yes, she's an excellent rider. I've decided to buy that filly from Thompson. Going over there tomorrow afternoon.
Beverly going with you?
Yes, she's a good judge of horseflesh. Why?
Nothing, I just asked.
Well, good night, Lucia. See you at breakfast?
Yes. Good night.
Lucia waits till she hears her husband turn out his light, then slips quickly to her door and quietly down the stairs to the library. With every beat of her pulse, she hears Gil's words.
Something, something in strychnine. Something, something in strychnine.
She snaps on the light and steps to the shelf holding the encyclopedia. She runs her fingers down the long line of books, L-M-N-O, P to R. And then she stops and stares in terror. The S to T is missing. Lucia glances wildly about the room, and then she sees it there on the desk, the missing volume, and open. She rushes to the desk and stares down at the open page.
Good Lord! It's true! It's true!
I'll tell you what, Beverly. I'll leave the deal entirely up to you.
Up to me? Oh, Gil, that's not fair.
Why not?
Well, suppose she turns out to be a lemon.
I don't think she will, because you're going to have the job of training her.
Oh, you certainly flatter me.
Not in the least. Oh. Good morning, Lucia.
I just realized what time it was. You'll be leaving in a few minutes.
Yes, it's 9 this very minute. I better step on it. More coffee, Beverly?
No, thanks. How do you feel, Lucia?
Why, better. Much better.
You better eat something.
No, I can't.
At least some coffee.
Yes, I'll have some coffee.
I've got to run. See you later, Lucia.
Yes, Gil.
And I'll see you this afternoon at 2, Beverly.
Yes, I'll meet you in town at 2. Oh, Gil, don't forget Lucia's medicine.
I won't. Goodbye, Lucia.
Are you meeting Gil in town, Beverly?
Yes, he wants me to decide on that filly he's interested in.
Where did you learn so much about horses?
Well, it seems to be natural. Why don't you get interested in horses, Lucia?
Why should I?
What are you interested in?
Well, I'm interested in a few things. My husband in particular.
You don't act interested in anything.
Really?
If you'll take my advice, you'll snap out of this coma and get some pep.
Does Gil like women with pep?
No man cares about a woman who sits around and mopes. I think you're a hypochondriac.
Do you?
You should do something about it.
I intend to. I intend to do something about it.
I'm glad to hear it. Get out and do things. Play games, golf, tennis, swim, and ride. Maybe this medicine will fix you up.
You know all about it, do you? What is it?
Oh, I don't know. It's a tonic, a builder-upper.
I wish I could believe that.
At least you can try it. It won't hurt you.
No? I wonder.
Yeah, Lucia. Why did you call me out here? What's wrong?
I just couldn't make it into town.
Oh, it can't be as bad as that.
Did Gilbert talk to you about me yesterday?
Oh, I saw Gil for a few moments at the club during lunch. Said you were run down.
Did you give him a prescription for me?
I never do that until I've examined the patient.
You didn't give him a prescription?
Well, no.
What did you suggest for me?
Oh, I don't know. Just mentioned a few tonics he might get for you. Spoke of beef, iron, and wine, and sherry and egg, and I don't remember what else.
Then you mentioned nothing specifically.
Don't think so.
I see.
What seems to be wrong with you, Lucia?
I don't know exactly. Something has been happening to me that... Well, frankly, I'm afraid I'm losing my mind.
Oh, come now. We all feel that way at times.
I'm serious. Things things happened to me in the night.
What sort of things?
First, I thought they were just nightmares. But when you have a nightmare, you wake up and the fear's gone. You realize the truth. This vision that comes to me haunts me through the waking hours as well.
Vision?
Something. I think it's a person comes through my bedroom door, approaches my bed with outstretched arms as though it intends to strangle me. Each time it comes a little closer. My fear is that eventually it will get to me before I wake up.
You always dream the same dream?
If it is a dream, yes.
Who is the person?
I don't know.
And you don't think it's really a dream?
No. I think it's a premonition.
Well, have you any basis for such a fear in real life? Is there someone or something that you're afraid of?
Doctor, I'm convinced that they're not dreams. And I'm not asleep.
Oh, nonsense.
I'm positive they're not mere dreams.
Well, I think it's all due to your rundown condition. You probably don't sleep as soundly as you should, and so you transfer sounds in the night to dreams, nightmares.
That's exactly what I mean. If I'm only half asleep, I may be transferring actual movements and sounds into dreams. In other words, if someone slams the door in the night, I may half hear it and attribute it to a dream.
Yes, go on.
And perhaps I'm not dreaming.
I think you'd better come into town and have a thorough physical.
You mean a checkup by a psychiatrist?
Well, I may have someone to help me. It's the usual thing, you know.
Oh. Oh, Dr. Henry. I'm so frightened.
Oh, now, everything's going to be all right.
I'm afraid. I'm afraid that I'm going to die. That someone is trying to kill me.
You're not going to die. That's ridiculous.
I'll call you and make an appointment.
Very well. In the meantime, try not to think about it. Keep your mind on something on the brighter side.
Yes, I'll try.
Yes, try, Lucia. Try hard to keep your mind on something brighter. But you can't, can you? That awful gnawing of jealousy and fear occupy every moment. Gil and Beverly, Gil and Beverly. How could they do such a thing? Then, as the afternoon fades and dusk sets in, there is a knock at Lucia's door.
Are you asleep, Lucia?
No, not asleep.
How are you feeling?
I seem to have developed a headache.
Have you eaten anything today?
No, I didn't care for anything.
Well, this will help them. Better take a dose now. I'll measure it for you.
What is it?
Why, it's the tonic.
Did Dr. Hanby prescribe it?
Well, yes. Yes, he did.
Where's Beverly?
Down in the library.
Did you buy the horse?
Yes, Beverly thought she was a fine animal.
I didn't know Beverly knew so much about horses.
She's a horsewoman after my own heart.
Is she?
Rides like the wind, too.
She had intended to go home tomorrow. Is she staying on?
She's got to. I wouldn't think of her leaving now.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, she's going to train the horse.
And what else?
Why, nothing else. Here, take this. It's a little bitter, but you'll get used to it.
Gil!
Go ahead. It won't hurt you.
I don't want it.
And why not?
It has poison in it.
Well, I suppose it does have a little, yes, but only enough to act as a tonic.
I don't want it. I won't take it. I won't.
Are you going to act like a child? Take it and quit arguing.
I won't.
This is ridiculous. I tried to do anything for you, and you act like a spoiled kid.
I can't take it.
You're impossible, Lucia.
I'm afraid.
You need this medicine, but you're too confoundedly stubborn. You'd rather sit around and mope all day. Very well, there it is. You can take it or not. Disgusted trying to help you pull out of this. Good night.
No, wait, Gil. I'll take it. I'll take it.
I don't care whether you do or not.
Taken it. Terribly bitter.
And take another dose around 11.
Gil, where's Mrs. Benson?
Why, I told her she could have the night off. Thought she might like to spend the evening in town.
You let her off?
Yes, she's been sticking pretty close lately.
Oh, yes. Yes, she has. Good night.
Good night, Lucia.